Oh, I got on a. A troop ship. I mean, big. It was the name of it was Edmund B. Alexander. This was an army transport. And she was built in 1904. Was the America, Hamburg American Line, a German ship built in Ireland, but it was a German ship, and they called it America. And the Americans had taken it over in the First World War because she happened to be in the United States. So anyway, she was used as a troop ship in the Second World War. And now that the fighting had ended in May of 45, and this was in July. So there were a lot of troops to come back.
Right.
Well, we took over there, we took WACS, the Women in the Army, WAC, Women's Army Corps. Now they went overseas. They didn't go in combat or anywhere near, but they did go overseas. And we took 212 of them over to France. Another ship was sailed about the same day. We were mostly together going across. Had the Radio City Rockettes. They were going over there. Those were the lucky guys. But anyway, we had these 212 WACS. And we took them to Le Havre. And then, see, this is the way the Army does. We moved from Le Havre to Cherbourg. Now, why they couldn't discharge the WACS in Cherbourg, they went there to load. We loaded 4,440 homesick GIs there. But anyway, we went first to Le Havre, then to Cherbourg. That was typical military operation.
How far is it between those?
Not far, one day. One day, that's about it. You go past where the beachhead was, really.
Uh-huh.